Dublin City councillors recently backed an emergency motion calling for the regulation of horse and carriage operators in the capital. It's a call backed by traditional carriage operators and by Diageo, who run the Guinness storehouse, and follows a number of incidents, including the collapse of a horse outside Christchurch Cathedral. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari, has been looking at this issue. Samantha, how are horse and carriages currently regulated in Dublin?
Well, in short, Rachel, at the moment, they're not really. The horse and carriage sector in Dublin is currently under a law that predates the foundation of the state, the Dublin Carriages Act of 1853. And for a long time, Dublin City Council issued licences for the sector under that law. But in 2001, the Local Government Act came into force. And in it, there was a clause that prevented local authorities making bylaws where powers existed elsewhere. And that meant that Dublin City Council no longer had the power to regulate horse-drawn carriages, and it's the only local authority in the country unable to do so because of the Dublin Carriages Act. And it took a number of years for them to actually realise this was the case and cease issuing those licences. Since then, it's been somewhat of a no man's land. Now, Councillor Deirdre Heaney of Fianna Fáil, she's the chair of Dublin City Council's Animal Welfare Oversight Committee, and she proposed the emergency motion to regulate the sector to Dublin City Council. She described the current situation as an accident waiting to happen.
Well, at the moment, any child aged 16 years or over can drive a carriage horse around our city and take passengers around our city once they have an equine ID, which has no relevance to safety whatsoever. So in my view, that's an accident waiting to happen. Dublin City Council has no powers to regulate carriage horses or carriage horse drivers in our city. And they're the basics, like whether or not the person who's driving the horse or driving the carriage has a basic understanding of the rules of the road, or whether the actual carriage is roadworthy.
Dublin City Councillor Deirdre Heaney. Samantha, this motion was prompted by a number of recent incidents.
That's right. As you mentioned in the introduction there, in recent weeks, a picture emerged on social media of a horse attached to a carriage collapsed outside Christchurch Cathedral just at the end of the summer. It's also understood that there's been a number of episodes of dangerous driving, passengers being injured, and antisocial behaviour in the vicinity of the Guinness Storehouse, which is one of the country's biggest visitor attractions. Now, we asked Diageo about this, and a spokesperson said it has raised concerns about some horse and carriages operating in the vicinity of the storehouse with relevant authorities and government bodies. It says they have a long-standing concern about safety risks associated with the operation of horses and carriages in the area. And it also wanted to point out the Guinness Storehouse isn't affiliated with any horse and carriage operators. And they said they'd encourage an acceleration of existing proposals for greater regulation to ensure the safety of those visiting the Guinness Storehouse and the wider public in Dublin 8.
Traditional horse and carriage operators, the people who've been at this for a long number of years, they too say they'd like to see changes.
That's right. David Mulrini of Mulrini Carriages is one of only two insured operators working in the capital. He says he's been working in the sector since he was 16 years old. He said he believes having rules and regulations would benefit everyone, the tourists using the carriages, the drivers, and the council and the Gardaí to be able to police their use. He said he and other traditional drivers that you'd see around the Stephen's Green area often, they went to government 5 years ago calling for regulation, but he says nothing has happened since then.
Been walking these streets around this area for all of our lives since we were 16 years old, and then we had to get licensed in an order. All the carriages were licensed, the drivers were vetted, the carriages were insured, the carriages were inspected, the horses were vet checked. It was just, we knew who was out on the streets at the time, we knew what was going on, we knew what horses were under the carriages. When you got pulled in, you had a plate on the side of your carriage to identify it, the driver to the carriage and the horse to the carriage and so on. But now it's a different kettle of fish altogether. I'd love everybody to get a chance at it and do it proper and right.
Now, in response to these calls for regulation, the Department of Transport says it wants to see this issue evolved and updated to reflect modern best practice. It says work to give the council appropriate legal basis to regulate the area is ongoing, and that it was listed on the government's legislative programme for summer 2024, but we haven't yet seen any progress in that regard.
Samantha, thank you very much for that.